Welcome to the podcast that teaches you how to transform your life and your business. Here is your host, Rick Hyland, and this is CI for Life.
Hey, welcome to another CI or Continuous Improvement for Life podcast. I'm Rick Hyland. Excited to talk to you today about the ideal operating rhythm, business cadence, operating cadence for small to medium-sized businesses. And I really want to dial it in from business planning all the way to weekly meetings and everything in between, and prescribe and subscribe you as small business, medium-sized businesses on how to dial in so that you can get better results in less time and less stress, right? For the leader and the leadership team. And my recommendations are today are really based on senior teams. So that group of 6 to 10 people, 4 to 10, 4 to 12 people. But you're going to have to then diagnose and then apply it to the department level. But I'll try to draw you through right from business planning down to weekly on how to improve your results in less time and less stress. So let's get going. First of all, on business planning, so many folks at year end or their fiscal year end, it's taking months. So the first thing I'd like you to think about is pulling together a really tight timeline of 4 to 6 weeks and exactly what has to be done by each week, what inputs from each department, building it from the ground up, et cetera, so that you have actually treat it like a project plan. So that doesn't just take months. I'd prefer 4 weeks, but I know some of your businesses are so complex, 6 is probably appropriate. But just have it dialed in as a project plan. Have somebody accountable to keep working it and deliverables and everything so that you can get it done properly. And of course, in there, you're going to have key assumptions about growth, about changes in your core metrics and core areas and sales and costs, et cetera. And then key strategies. So not just that we're going to increase our prices 10%, but how and why, or our yield or our COGS. But have some key strategies that come out of that. And that'll be key to not only having a successful business plan, but then to drive this into quarterly reviews, monthly and weekly that I'm about to recommend here too. So the key obviously is the right assumptions and then some substance behind those. Yes, we're going to improve in this area by X percent. Okay, well, what's the strategy to do that? And if you're building it up from the bottom up, not only getting those goals, KPI increases, decreases from your departments, but also how and at the strategy level, maybe not at the action plan level, just the strategy. We're going to go offshore and do this. We're going to open up another retail store or 5, or we're going to improve 5% in price by, and just having some core strategies. And that'll be key. But the other key I'm trying to recommend is treat it like a project. Get a month or 6 week timeline on it, clear deliverables about each week and each stage from each department so the CFO can roll this up. Okay, that's the business plan side. That's the annual side. Now the quarterly side, and this is often where companies now start to break it down. Most people always have budgets, right? You're always going to have a budget built out of this business plan, but having those strategies and now having a nice quarterly review. And my recommendations, as this is an all-day event or minimal 4-day, it doesn't always have to be off-site for expense reasons. It could be to get people out of chasing email and the urgent, but at least a 4-hour meeting quarterly, and it's instead of your monthly meeting. It's not in addition to. And really, there's 2 or 3 things that you must have on a good quarterly. One is you will have a corporate review of KPIs, and that's usually by the CFO or COO or CEO, but usually the CFO reports on those corporate KPIs. These aren't the departmental or the individual KPIs. These are the more corporate to be able to see the trends and how well we're doing on our annual plan. And that's the kickoff to the quarterly. Then what you want to do, if you haven't already, you want to set corporate rocks or corporate priorities. Why do you want to do that? And what does the term ROC mean? So first of all, what is the term ROC? It just means the key priorities for the quarter. It's that analogy that Stephen Covey used to use and many others on if you can imagine, say, a quart glass, clear glass container. And if you put all the myriad of things you put in, represent that as sand or pebbles, If you put all those things in that keep you busy and focused and admin items and all the things in this glass jar, it'll fill it to the top. And then if you put your rocks, your big rocks, say you got five of them in, there's no time for it. It's on top of the glass pitcher, if you can picture this with me. But if you put your rocks or your priorities in first, so imagine these five big rocks in the same glass jar, and then you put all your sand or your small pebbles around it, usually you get it done if you focus on the rocks first. It's if you ever want to do that, you can Google this on how to do the example, but it's amazing how all the pebbles or the sand still fit in now, where before the rocks wouldn't fit in. It's overflowing. And even if there's some pebbles or sand overflowing, that just means the things we need to stop doing. So focus on your priorities first. Now, why is it so important to have priorities? I got my business plan. Well, in the complexity and busyness of our businesses today, you need people to be clear on what the priorities are for the quarter. Let's all align for the quarter. We're going to work on these five things. Where do they come from? They come from your strategies in the business plan. These are the most relevant five priorities that we need to work on for sales, costs, etc. this quarter. And line everybody else up and ask them departmentally to focus on. And usually some of those five priorities are assigned to different players on the senior team, right? It shouldn't all be the CFO, COO, COO. This should be actually head of marketing and sales is in charge of that rock that's focused on improving our price or sales by 10% or whatever it might be. Get it? So it's not all the CFO that has these assignments. And so you identify what those five things are. You ask them when they go back to their departmental meetings to identify what they can do to help drive those five rocks. But you have different owners for it. You have the right owners for it, not the CFO in this case, right? If you've already got those rocks identified, then the second part of your quarterly is just to review, where are we at? And you ask the head of sales and marketing to stand up and report on that rock and that goal for the quarter and how well we're doing, what's still to be done, et cetera. So you get the idea. In a quarterly forward, it's an 8-hour meeting. You're doing your corporate KPIs. You're doing your key priority reviews. And then you're setting priorities for the next quarter based on how you did that quarter on those priorities and on your core strategies from your business plan, right? It all naturally flows. And then the rest of the time, you're actually working problems. So you might identify there's three or four key things in order to identify our rocks and business plan priorities that we need to agree on and work as a senior team. So that agenda on your quarterly item, maybe it's an hour on your corporate rocks overview or corporate KPIs, maybe half hour. Maybe it's another hour and a half on your updates from each department head or the owners of those corporate rocks, corporate priorities. And you build a template in PowerPoint and how you want them to present it. Here's the data. Here's the goal. Here's what we've done about it. Here's still what we're planning to do. And then for the rest of, say, the half day, you're actually tackling strategic issues that the senior team needs to agree on in order to accomplish your business plan. Right? You'll know what those are because you won't have time in your monthlies and weeklies to go deep. These are your deep dive. Pick three or four, maybe it's two core issues. We're just going to work for a couple hours each on how to improve our profitability or our sales or our COGS or some element of cost or our e-commerce platform, whatever it might be. So you get that corporate KPI review, corporate rock review, and then work a couple issues, deep dive a couple issues. So that's where your team will really feel a sense of satisfaction when everybody stacks hands and lines up on you working a key strategy or key issue. That's a very powerful thought process. By the way, I tribute Michael McIntyre, COO of Dewar Performance Apparel, for some of that thinking around that quarterly. And they run a very tight quarterly and they're making it even better. So then they cascades to the monthly. Now, monthly is something different entirely from your weekly and your quarterly. Okay. This isn't a rock review. This is in taking place of one of your weeklies is now a monthly. It's an hour or two with your senior team. And it's not a problem solving mission meeting. It is not a issues resolve, corporate rock, talk about rocks. That's not even on the agenda this time. So you can see that we're trying to get not fatigue in one area or the other. I'll get to the weekly and what we're doing there in a minute. But in your monthly, this is your classic bottom-up business review. This is where each member of your senior team has identified KPIs that they're working on for their departments to improve on. And it might be sales as the lagging indicator. And then they present two leading indicators on how well they're doing on cold calls or closing quotes and their highlights and action plans. And it's actually a template. And if you want, listeners that have hang on so far, send me an email at rickh@ciforlife.org and I will send you my monthly business review template and FAQ. But it's bottom-up reporting. It's each person in the room. The CEO or COO is usually chairing the meeting, and each person on the senior team, it's an accountability and it's a learning event. Very powerful and very different from your quarterly, very different from your weekly. And don't be frustrated by it. It's just very different. It's now accountability and learning, not problem solving. So if you can get that through your head, it'll be a very satisfying meeting and super on accountability. If I'm a CEO, and I get lots of people asking this question, oh, there's so many KPIs and so many things we're working on. How do I get it all together so I can get it in one place? That's your monthly bottom-up business review reporting with a clear template and even your targets. And they're all in the same color. It's a graph. It's highlights, action plans. There's a clear template that everybody's reporting on for their lagging and leading KPIs. It gives you that sense of what exactly they're working on to improve for the business. And it's that one time of the month where you can get clarity. You're working issue. Take a deep breath for an hour or two with your senior team every month and get them reporting to you on their KPIs, lagging, leading, highlights, action plans. And the action plans are just as important as someone knowing their metrics, their KPIs, their key performance indicators. How you can tell a team player is a team member is developing is the quality of their action plans. Not their excuse making on why they didn't hit a budget or what happened that month. That should be tight. That should be really, as we get going on that, that's 2 minutes of the 10 to 12 minute presentation per person is talking about the KPI. Because everyone will be, after a few months, will be used to, okay, that's the target line. That's the baseline. That's the year-to-date average. That's the actual by month. And now the rest of that 8 minutes is talking about recognition, highlights, people that worked hard, team members that helped, peers that helped, and what's my plan to improve. That's where you can really, that's the leadership development succession planning moment monthly to pull it all in. Man, it's a powerful meeting. If you can get your head around the purpose of it, it's not a problem solving meeting. It's an accountability and cross learning meeting. So anyhow, those that want to email me to get a couple templates on that, I'm happy to share that. Then the weekly. So how do I tie my business plan now through my quarterly, through my monthly piece, which is really not a problem solving accountability KPI review with highlights and actions. Now my weekly, some people really love to show some corporate KPIs. I'm not a big fan, but if you're a sales organization that really does fluctuate weekly, then go ahead and chuck in your sales one on there or maybe a leading indicator for sales. But really this is about getting back to your rocks and your issues. Evan Cooperman, the CEO of Foremost Financial in Toronto, has a really good template here, and full credit to him developing this concept into a template where they're looking each week at their rocks and updating it, even a percent complete, and looking at some of the next steps under each rock. And it has different accountability people that are working on it. And that senior team meeting weekly, instead of just the reactive issue of the day. Now, you might leave a moment at the end to say, anybody else have other issues they want to bring up. But if you're one of those organizations that has so much complexity and so much going on, keep the group focused weekly. Here's how we're doing on our rocks. Here's the subtasks and actions underneath each rock. Here's who's accountable. Give us a quick update on that. And so you're constantly 3 weeks out of the month, not the monthly. Don't create a new weekly and a new month. That fourth week of the month, usually, or first week, fourth week, let's say for this case, that's your non-problem-solving accountability KPI reporting meeting. But the other 3 weeks of the month, it's now an hour. It's not an hour or two. It's 1 hour max. and you're really working those things that you said were the corporate rocks and priorities and all the subtasks underneath. And Evan's doing a great job at not only having those tasks, rocks, and updating where people are at, but then, all right, we've got these five tasks underneath each one of those corporate rocks. And the ones they're not getting to, those are the ones to kick to that quarterly meeting if they can't, or maybe it's to call a separate meeting to tackle it. But that 1 hour a week as a senior team, the primary focus is to go back to your rocks and the subtasks underneath and work the issues so that you can accomplish your rocks. And then monthly, you're building accountability and getting a whole view of the whole business that your senior team is bringing to you. And then quarterly, you're attacking the rocks and priorities and doing some deep dives. Does that make sense? You see how that cascades nicely to your business plan or your budgets? It's in effect. So many organizations are still setting those budgets and business plans. They don't have enough strategy behind it. And then it's kind of like they get their monthly reports and, oh, well, are we ahead behind? Now, with this rhythm, this cadence that I'm talking about on this today, this is your chance to tie it all, integrate it all. It's this integrated approach to take your annual business planning and budgets, attack them quarterly through rocks and deep dives, monthly through accountability on KPIs to target, baseline, actual trend, and highlights and actions, and then weekly. That's what your senior team is. It just drives me crazy if on a senior team we're just without preparation going around the room and what's your issues? What do you want to talk about? That's issue of the day. What you want to be is strategic. And yes, you might leave a few minutes at the end for issues of the day, but work those rocks every week and work the subtasks underneath it, and you'll find you'll accomplish your business plan, accomplish your goals in less time and less stress. That's the integrated system for any small to medium-sized business. Now, a couple of tips. Make sure in your meetings you have a clear chair, a clear action note taker, and a clear timekeeper. And remember the purpose of each one of those meetings and time allotments in each. And when you start getting off task, you might have to pull the group back in and say, this sounds like an action that someone should take away. Is it the whole senior team or is it just two people? And you're going to have to be disciplined to work within here and still have the chair, the action note taker, and the timekeeper doing their jobs to stay on task. Because that's another thing that drives people crazy about meetings is that you're not focusing on the right issues and it's taking too long. So remember to have that applied in your weekly, in your monthly, and in your quarterlies. Does that make sense? Again, if you want some template on the monthly, at least, I've got an FAQ on the purpose and how it should run, and then a templated one-pager for your senior team to report to you. That's it for today. Hopefully that's useful. Have a great week. Have a great month. And look forward to your feedback on implementing some of these ideas. Cheers for now. Bye.